Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. During my childhood and adolescence, I was an avid philatelist, a stamp collector. The academic in me soaked up the myriad history and geography lessons represented in those lickable bits of currency, while my artist's side studied the wonderfully intricate engravings that used to adorn each postage stamp. Portraits of presidents and queens, pictures of monuments and battles, the world's postage stamps were a significant piece of my education. As a child, my collections started with random packs of used stamps from every corner of the globe. Since these packs were inexpensive, they were dominated by countries and by eras where those various national economies were in a shambles. Post-Weimar Germany and Mao's China and Stalin's Russia and Perón's Argentina and Tito's Yugoslavia. And guess what? They all had the same thing in common. The guy in charge was pictured on most of the postage stamps of his day. Millions and millions of pictures of himself licked on their backside and posted every day by the citizens of his nation. Monarchies were fond of this approach, too. Whether the sovereign was still in charge of things or just a symbolic head of state, he or she got their picture on postage stamps. Now that I'm in my dotage, long removed from the world of philately and dog paddling to stay afloat in this age of Trump, my mind travels in a different direction. I'm starting to see everything in Trumpian terms, that is to say, a world that is based on avarice, profit, and self-promotion. In the old days, you had to be dead to appear on U.S. postage. I think it's time to change that. It's time for U.S. postage to update. It's time for presidential postage. Can you imagine how great our president will feel when he sees himself stuck on every other piece of White House mail? Hey, Melania, it's a picture of me winning the club championship at Bedminster. The Trump Monument, formerly Washington's Monument, it'll be pictured. The Trump Memorials, formerly Jefferson's and Lincoln's, will be celebrated. The Statue of Trumpetry, right there in New York's harbor, and Trump International Airport in Gaza. And then, an inspiring series entitled Famous Felons. They will all adorn the mail. Each of them printed by order of the current Postmaster General, you guessed it, Donald Jr. Lest you think this flood of presidential postage is a generous gift to the people, I'll remind you that anything with Donald Trump's likeness on it carries all of the applicable licensing fees. Steaks, wine, you name it, the postage will too. There are no limits, of course. There are so many opportunities to cash in while the grifter is in the White House. How about Donald's diet? It's a series of videos available by subscription, each video featuring a secret to his incredible fitness. The collection will start with Slim as Him, the episode in which we see our president bench-pressing a treadmill. The photoshopped Prez has now grown to 6'4" and slimmed down to 187. Upon the completion of the course, each video sold separately, the president will issue an executive order declaring you to be every bit as fit as he is. Presidential orders sold separately. Golf instruction would be a natural. The golf instruction market is estimated to be well over $1 billion annually. President Putz will take us step by step through the basic skills of golf, like improving your lie with your foot, increasing the speed of your golf cart, and the importance of having an eraser on your scoring pencil. There will be a virtual bulletin board, just like the one at Home Depot, but this board will feature caddies in your area. Caddies who just happen to be really good at cheating. Hire one for your next round and watch your score improve. Anything is possible, and all of it is for sale.